Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was having some technical difficulty there with my cell phone. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, I pray that you all are waiting for him to come as well as I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight because the Lord is good. Yes, he's good, and he's good all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. He has not left us yet. Hallelujah. And I don't think he is going to leave us according to his word. He said, I promised he would never leave us nor forsake us. Praise God. Hallelujah. So soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Well, you are listening to God's favorites coming to you tonight. So happy to see all of you all on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, it's a blessing. I tell you, it's a blessing to the Holy One of Israel just to see us come together in unity and love for one another. You know, that's what God commanded us. I can't get away from it. Praise God. And as often as I can come on a prayer line, I just be glad to come on. Praise God. Because I know the Father is happy because I'm doing it out of my heart, out of love. I tell you, I would rather nobody don't come on my line if they're not coming on with love. Hallelujah. It might be a bold statement, but I really don't care if you don't come on, if you're not coming on in love, because that's what the God, our Father commanded us, to love one another. And when you come on, you're showing your love to me. You're showing that you want to be here to help me out, to appreciate what God has done. And all the testimonies and all the prayer requests and everything that God, well, hey, praise God, hallelujah. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11 and 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's our God. That's the God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, again for another wonderful night, God, that we can come before you, Lord God, praising you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, God. Thanking you, Lord God, for everything that you have done for us throughout this day, God. Father God, where it's nearing down to our bedtime, where we may go to and rest all night long with your angels encamped all around us, oh God. Thanking you, Lord God, oh Father God. Lord God, you will keep the air breathing in our nostrils and wake us up early in the morning with our minds still stayed on you, Father God. Touch each one that's on tonight, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, if they're standing in the need of anything, I know you are the supplier. Praise God. And, oh, Father God, if they have a song in their heart, oh, God, I pray it'll be sung tonight. Praise God. I pray if they got a prayer up on their mind, they're going, oh, God, a prayer request, God, it's going to be made known unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord is good. Ah, hallelujah. And he's good, and he's good all the time. Y'all, I just feel good tonight. Praise God. I feel good. I feel good. Something about my Jesus just makes me feel good. Hallelujah. I know you too. Hallelujah. Sometimes you feel so good, feel like you're going to take wings and fly. But guess what? God said it ain't time yet. Just be cool. Be cool. Just keep on serving me. Keep on praising me. Praise God. And I'm going to make it available to you very soon, the song said. Very soon. Soon and very soon. It's going to come. It's going to come. Just wait. Just wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Hallelujah. And he's going to make it come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't even worry about nothing. Praise God. You know, I was trying to come on tonight and tell you what I did. I cleaned my cell phone with one of the cleaning cloths, and guess what? The phone won't operate now. But I pulled up another phone. Thank God, Blog Talk just let me call in on another phone. Praise God. I'm not even on my regular phone line. But hallelujah. That's because I had cleaned my phone and messed it up. Ain't that something? That devil always standing. I was just trying to clean it up so the face would be nice and clean. But I didn't know I was messing up the phone. All it went won't dial in the number right. Praise God. But guess what? God always makes a way. keep on willing. Keep on willing. And I said, I know these people saying, wonder why she ain't coming on, why she ain't coming on. Oh, well, devil trying to stop the show tonight. Can't block me. The old song said, if you can't block, if you can't help me, don't try to stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run, and I'm running by faith at the finishing line. I got to see God's face. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all remember that little song? Hallelujah. If you can't help me, don't try to block me. Hallelujah. Because I'm going forth in Jesus, and as I go forth and you go forth in him, hey, there is great things that we're going to accomplish through him. Well, we're going to take the prayer request at this time, praise God. If you have a prayer request, praise God, just press 1 on your phone. We'll be so glad to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you have a prayer request, you may press 1 on your phone, and we will be glad to pray for you. I think I have Sister Caritha Gatlin on, and I'm going to ask her, would she mind praying over the prayer? She's a praying woman, y'all. Would you mind praying over the prayer request tonight, Sister G?
I will be delighted to pray. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you so very much. I just love you so much. Love you so much. Praise God. Well, let's go up here and see how many prayer requests. I think we see 2 so far, and one of them is Sister Rebecca. Go for it.
Good evening, everyone. I'm calling asking for prayer for myself. I had a procedure done on Thursday, and they did an injection. It was a steroid injection in my back, and I started feeling like my leg went to get numb on me, and so I wasn't able to go to church today. It kind of felt heavy, like it was about to give out on me. So I'm asking for prayer because I don't know if it's still feeling the same way, feeling like it's going to give out. So I'm asking for prayer for myself, and again, I'm asking for prayer for my unsaved children. Thank you.
Amen. All right, next person is Sister Bowman.
Good evening, everyone. I'm asking for prayer for myself, that God will keep strengthening me and let me be the vessel that he ordained me to be. And I'm asking prayer for my family, my children, special Donna. She's finna have her baby. And I need a name for Harmony. That's my prayer, because she had put me on a band, and I don't know no nickname for Harmony. So y'all just pray and work with me and see if y'all come up with a nickname for Harmony. And her middle name, she want a middle name and for Harmony, because I don't know. And y'all just keep on praying for Pastor Trav, that God will keep on using him, and just pray for the world, because a 15-year-old got shot at a game out here in Bogalusa Friday night at a football game. So y'all just lift that family strength. I don't know him, but God know him. So just pray for the young generation in general. Amen.
Amen. All right. The next person is Mother Stokes.
Oh, good evening, everyone. It's so good to be on this prayer line. Thank you, Sister Vivian.
Good evening.
I just thank God for you. My prayer request is to pray for my neighbor, Miss Jones, building 47. As tomorrow they'll be laying her daughter to rest. As I told you all, that her daughter had came from work and was in the bed, and when her husband went to look for went inside, he said that he called and she didn't respond. So they had to do an autopsy on her. So tomorrow is the funeral, and they asked me to come go to the funeral because I was trying to get out of going, but I'm going to go anyway. So I just ask you all to continue to put my strength in the Lord, and because I live next door to him, and that's not right. They live next door to somebody and don't go to the funeral. Amen. And Also, just lift up me and my five boys. Bernard is progressing well. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. The next person is Sister Shawanda.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me, Minister Vivian?
Yes, babe.
Okay. Praise God. I thank God for blessing me to be on the line to fellowship and to give God glory, especially today on my birthday. God has blessed me with double grace, and to God be the glory. In no place I'd rather be than in the presence of the Lord. I've been serving and just basking in his presence all day from the church service up until now, and I just want to pray for, as I was driving, I seen some homeless people, and one man couldn't hardly even walk. And so I tried to reach him my love offering, but he couldn't get to me. So God bless me, there was no cars behind me. So I got out my car, and I was able to walk to him. And he was so grateful for the love offering. But I'm just praying for all those that are homeless. It broke my heart to see the look on his face. And so I'm just asking for prayer for all those that are hurting, sick and shut in, our elderly, praying for all of those who are mourning the loss of loved ones, and let us pray for those that are battling mental illness, and pray for the children that are left out here without parents. So many children, Lord God, are just don't have no one to really be there for them in the natural, but I know God is with them. And let us pray for all those that are hurting all around the world, and continue to lift up my two children, my grandson and my granddaughter on the way. Thank you so much.
All right. And you get ready to sing a love song to Jesus for your birthday, because I was about to tell him, oh, we got a birthday person on the line. Minister Zay, go for it.
Minister Billy, may I come back?
Yes, honey. Wait, Sister Zay.
I want to pray.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Go for it.
I would like to pray for domestic violence.
Uh-huh.
My God, today, domestic violence, I tell you, it's all around. People are not really paying any attention. Well, as the day, this lady come in there with two children, leg broke and a wheelchair and her arm broke. That's her husband. She said her boyfriend, one, had been put in the hospital, and she got out, and they didn't have no food. So we made sure that she went home with food, because that's why we keep food at the church. Keep it in the deep freezer. So we gave her enough food to last her a week, and gave her some clothes for the kids and clothes for herself. We keep them there. And she was crying out. She said she don't know why he beat her up like that. So we got to look. We can't let it go unnoticed. It is real.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to say, sister. God bless.
All right. Okay. Minister Zadie.
Oh. Yes, ma'am. Good evening to all. God bless. Happy birthday girl. Amen. I want to continue to pray for my brother Gary. He's not able to be on right now. He may tune in before it's over with, but I tried to reach him. But I know he desires prayer. He's wanting to get up out of that nursing home, and not only get up out of the nursing home, he wants to be walking again. And even myself, you know, I want to be persistent in prayer for my own self. I want this paralysis to leave. I want to be whole again, amen. And I'm just believing God for it, and I know it's going to happen. But I just, you know, I just want to see the manifestation of it as soon as possible, speedy, because I want to get on back about my father's business. I want to get on back to doing the things that God has appointed me to do, amen. And being paralyzed sometimes can debilitate you to the point where you can't get around like you want, or, you know. But I thank God, now, don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for what he is allowing me to do. But I just know that and I believe that he wants me to get out and continue to do more. Amen. And continue to pray for the children. The missionary already said, pray for the children, our children be saved. Amen.
Amen. All right. All right, Minister Caritha, you may go forth.
Okay.
Hello, Sister Minister Vivian. This is
Minister
Gwen.
I'm sorry. I'm
sorry. That's okay.
Forgive me.
That's
yes.
All right.
One more.
I just got on. I'm sorry. Good evening to everybody. just continued prayers for healing for myself and favor where I need favor, and especially with my paperwork for my leave that my doctors recommended for me to have leading up to my surgery. And also prayers for James and Jakal. And one of my church members, her son, her 20-something-year-old son, has lost his hearing, and she's very, very worried about him. His name is Felipe Campo, and my friend's name is Aisha. So we want to stand in agreement for her son, and her son is her only son, like James is my only son. He's in California. And also believing for her to be able to make the trip for Christmas to go be with him. Thank you so very much.
All right. Now I think we are ready.
Okay. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that you are ready, God. You are ready. You are ready to move forward, oh God, and we're dependent upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Tonight we come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. We come to honor you because you are faithful, Father God. And Father, we repent before you because we don't know the errors, the sins, the presumptuous sins, the abominations, the iniquities that we may have committed before you. But we ask you to forgive us, oh God. Let forgiveness come in our hearts tonight, oh God. Father, you are precious in our sight, and we know that there is nothing impossible to you. That you are Almighty God. You are the God that heals. You are the God that comes forth. You are the God that's the lifter up of our head. You are the God that put the moon, the stars, the sun in the sky. You are the God that nothing is impossible to. So, Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus for healing, not just physical healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing, psychological healing. Total healing is our portion. Total healing is our portion. We are grateful that we could call on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you know your daughter, Rebecca, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you knew about the injection, the procedure before she had it. And everything the enemy meant for harm, turn it around for Rebecca's good. In the name of Jesus. First, makashere eko. We curse at the root. Every harmful spirit that the injection put upon her in the name of Jesus. And Father, you already know every one of us on here want our children saved, set free, filled with the Holy Spirit. We decree and declare that there will be no prodigal sons and daughters in our family, that our children, our children's children, and even the future generations shall be saved. They will call on you like never before. We block every hindering spirit, every spirit that's unlike the Holy Spirit. We say, go, our children shall be saved. They are part of God's kingdom as well. We thank you for your daughter, Sister Bowman, a mighty woman of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you're doing on her behalf. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for her strength. Strengthen you. She's already strong, but she wants to be even more strengthened in you, oh God. And Lord, she's asking you, oh God, for prayer for Donna, who's expecting a little one, Lord God. Oh yeah, we thank you for the little ones in the belly. We ask you for protection for the little one. As Donna brings forth birth in the name of Jesus, we are thanking you for Donna as she delivers, as she pushed, Lord. We thank you that you will catch the baby, and we thank you for salvation. Oh, God, we claim that baby for your kingdom. We thank you for the protection for all of our youth. Lord, many youth are being abused even in their own home. They're being cussed out. They're being slapped around. They're being, oh, my God, just, my God, tremendous things. People smiling while they got the babies and pinching them. Somebody's pinching them and hitting them and taking their fists and mauling them in the head. We rebuke that spirit in Jesus' name. We decree and declare you will not do it again. Cut it off at the root in Jesus' name. You are not mauling with your fists anymore. It's against God. God wants the children to be safe and protected. Safe and protected. When you get angry, back away. Tell your children, go in the other room, baby. I'm upset right now. Do not strike the children, especially when you're angry. In the name of Jesus, they've done nothing. And, Father, we pray a hedge of protection around our youth. In the name of Jesus, our youth need help. They need help. Lord, many of them have not been trained in the way they should go. They're rebellious. They're stubborn. But they don't know any better because they have not been trained. They have not been taught. And so, Father, we thank you for the generation of parents will rise up and follow your instructions where you said train them up in the way that they should go. So, Father, I thank you that our turnaround breakthroughs for our children. And, Lord, we thank you for the precious mother, Mother Stroke. Oh, God, and, Lord, it's so much going on in our neighborhoods all over. But, Lord, we lift up her neighbor, Miss Jones, and Miss Jones' family. Miss Jones, oh, my God. It was such a great, oh, my God, just a shock that her daughter would not wake up when they called her. So we pray condolences for the family in the name of Jesus. Condolences, condolences, comfort, strength for the family. And as Mother Stokes go, I think that she'll pray before she go, pray while she's there, pray when she leaves for the family because they need help. They need salvation in that family in the name of Jesus like never before. And, Lord, you already know about Mother Stokes' five sons you birthed through her. But particularly Bernard, Lord, you have done miracles in Bernard's life. Miracle, miracle, miracle after miracle for him. Many times, you know, the doctor thought, oh, we can't do nothing else. But, Lord, you're Dr. Jesus. You're not a medical doctor. You're Dr. Jesus. You said, get up, Bernard. You shall live and not die. You have work to do. And so, Father, I thank you for the call upon Bernard's life. And he will give a great, great testimony about how you saved him from destruction. What the enemy wanted meant for his harm, you turned it around for his good. And Lord, as Mother Stokes said, many women are caught up. Yeah, they're caught up in domestic violence. And Lord, they don't see no way of escape. They don't have good feelings about themselves, and they just stay in these relationships until some man try to kill them. But Lord, we set them free. You said you'll set the captive free. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are called to set the captive free. We say they are free, free now, free in their mind. Heal their mindset where they feel like they cannot get away from the man that's beating them and the man that's beating their children. We rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. We say that they'll be free, free indeed, free indeed, free indeed. And so we pray for those that are brokenhearted and broken in spirit, that no more violence will come upon them, that they will get courage. You said, be thou courageous and very strong. They'll get courage and strength and get up out of there. And even if they have to leave the city to protect themselves and their children, they will leave. And, Lord, I thank you for your precious daughter, Shawanda, the mighty woman of God. You know her, Lord God. You know our grandchildren. You know our children. In the name, you know our mother, oh God. And today, she says she received double grace, double grace, double grace. Favor, favor, abundant favors upon her life in the name of Jesus. And Father, she too is praying for the homeless in her area. We lift up homeless all over the nation. Lord, as we see them, it looks like they're getting more and more every day, more and more. And look like some of them just have accepted being homeless. But we thank you, Lord God, for hope, hope for the homeless, hope, hope, hope for the homeless all over. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, for healing them. Oh, God, healing their bodies, healing their minds. And, Lord, many people are sick and shut in our families, in our churches, oh, God, all over. But, Lord, you said that they are already healed. Receive healing for everyone who needs healing in the name of Jesus. So, Father, let it manifest in the body. As Minister Zeta said, let it manifest, let it manifest. And we thank you for those who are schizophrenic, double-minded. Oh, yeah, we rebuke that spirit. We say that they will be healed. Every generational curse of mental illness, schizophrenia, we say go in Jesus' name. We decree and declare healthy minds, well minds, in the name of Jesus. Those who were abused as children and lost their mind, those who are born into families with mental illness, we say be healed in the name of Jesus. It will not follow your next generation. We pray for the children and the youth in the name of Jesus all over the world. We pray protection around them. They will not get kidnapped. They will not get gunned down. They will not have babies before they're married. They will not do drugs. They won't take drugs, be drug runners. They won't be prostitutes. We cut all that off at the roots of them in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that our children will be saved, set free, filled with your Holy Spirit. We pray for Minister Shawanda's grandson and the baby that's on the way. Oh, Father, we thank you for her grandson has such a great anointing, a great call on his life, even as he has become a godly musician, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we say that him and all of our youth, this is their scripture, Joshua 1:8. Oh, don't let this book of the law, Jekyll, or all the children, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous, and our children will have good success. They will not be failures. They will not be retarded. They will not have whatever it is they say they had. We rebuke that spirit that try to label our children. We say our children are brilliant, 10 times smarter than their friends, like Daniel and his friends. And we thank you that we won't feed them any more junk food. We will give them brain food. Brain food, pulse. We won't feed them McDonald's, Burger King, have it their way, pizza, all that stuff that's not healthy anymore, where it looked like they're retarded. But, Lord, we have to remember to feed them healthy food so their brains can function at 100% capacity. And, Lord, we thank you for your precious daughter, Minister Zadie, her brother Gary. Oh, my God, he wants to walk upright again. And so I thank you, Lord God, every day he'll massage those legs and knees. He'll massage them, and he'll pray over them every day. And Minister Zadie will massage and pray over her body. Every side that's not working 100% capacity, she'll say, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed on this side. I thank you that I'm healed on that side. I thank you that the strength of the Lord is in my bones. I thank you that every bone, marrow, bone, spine strengthened. She'll call it forth every day in the name of Jesus. Manifest that healing. We thank you for our children's safe protection. And, Lord, we thank you for a precious, mighty woman of God, Minister Gwen. Oh, God, as you, Lord God, are looking over the paperwork that the medical leave, oh, God, you know about it before her birth into this world. Father, I thank you for the paperwork being filled out, oh, God, in detail. I thank you that it shall come forth. I thank you for her, oh my gosh, shitty, taking short walks every day, even if it's outside, getting in the sun, getting more vitamin D, short walks, and then longer walks, and then longer walks. We rebuke a shortness of breath. We thank you that her breath will be lengthened. We thank you for her son, James, and her grandson, Jekyll. We cover him with the blood of Jesus, her church member, Felipe. We thank you for his healing returning. Now, Lord, we are so grateful that you said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. And so I thank you that as I open my mouth, you prayed it through me. Now we are, oh my God, we just come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, you are almighty. You are great. You are holy. Be high and lifted up, our King. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks. You are almighty. You are the one who is nothing is impossible to. You are the one who created us. You are the one who blow your very breath. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Our hope is in you. Our strength is in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to bless Minister Shawanda. This is her birthday, and she's going to sing a song for her birthday. Go for it. God is blessed.
Amen. Praise God. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. Our hallelujah belongs to you. Our hallelujah belongs to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank God for you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you with many, 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 many more birthdays. Oh,
thank
where
you,
you didn't think you would have this one. God is opening up doors for
yes.
many. Hallelujah. Praise
my
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we have a message, but we will not get through it. But we're going to say a few things concerning the message tonight, and that's listening to God. Listen to the Father speak to you. The Father is speaking all the time. We, according to this flesh, don't hear him sometimes. But the Father is speaking. The Father is speaking. And I'm just going to go in one chapter tonight because we was going to go to several. We're going to go to Exodus 3. Praise God. There was Moses. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he was on the backside of the desert. And I'm just going to kind of go through it kind of, you know, and there he was, and there was a burning bush, praise God. And in the midst of that bush wasn't actually burning. It was the Holy Spirit, and he was trying to speak to Moses, praise God. And Moses looked at that bush and realized it was not consumed. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, God wanted to speak to Moses as God wants to speak to us today. Moses said, I will not now turn aside and see what great sight by which this bush is not burned. And he began to look at it, praise God. And God called unto him out of the midst of that bush. I said, listen to God. Listen to God speaking every day. Every day, God is. We, because of our flesh, we are not hearing as we ought. He called unto Moses out of that bush. And he said, he called Moses, and Moses said, here I am. Moses answered God. How are you going to answer God every day? I tell you how I answer him. I say, yes, Lord. But Moses said, here am I. And he said, draw come closer to me. Come, just come closer to me, because I want to commune with you. I want to talk with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever God is, that place is holy wherever you are. Because you're a praying person, you praise his God, you lift up his name, praise God. And it is holy as long as God is right there with you. And he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Praise God. God addressed Moses and told him who he was. And the Lord said, I have surely seen your affliction. Now, come on, somebody. This is what I want you to know. God has truly seen your afflictions. He knows, he knows, he knows, yes. God knows everything. He knows where you are. He knows what you're going through. He loves you just as much. And he told, and Moses, when he spoke to Moses, Moses hid his face because he got afraid. Do we hide our face from God? Do we turn ourselves from God when God is speaking because we don't really realize who it is? My God. And he told Moses, he said, take off your shoes, for the ground that you are standing on is holy ground. He told Moses, he talked with Moses, and he's been talking with us from the beginning, and we'll be talking with us to the end. We sometimes just not aware sometimes of what God is saying. And he said, come. He told Moses to come. He says, come, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people out of the land, the children out of the land of Egypt. See, God wants you to do something. Praise God. He wants you to do something. And Moses said to God, who am I? Now you're going to start questioning God, and you're going to start making excuses and all this kind of stuff. Why you didn't go do this? Because you didn't know it was God. And he said, why should I be the one to bring, like I said, I'm just paraphrasing this tonight. Y'all know the story. If you go to Exodus chapter 3 and 4, praise God. I just want us to know that God is talking to us tonight, tomorrow. Praise God. And he said, certainly I will be with you. He told Moses, I'm going to be with you now. You know, you don't have to be afraid, because wherever I send you, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to help you. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and shall say to them, the God of my fathers has sent me to you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? And what shall I say to them? Now you want to ask. The children may say, well, what is the man name that told you to come and tell us this? Start reasoning and questioning and all of this stuff. And God said to Moses, tell them that I am that I am. And he said, thus said, you shall say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. You got to tell people that you belong to God, and that you are one of his, that you are sent, that, oh, and God, and let me tell you what else he said. God told him to go gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, the Lord God, your father, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob, appeared unto me, and I have surely visited you and seen you in Egypt. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they will hearken unto your voice. But you know, we don't want sometimes for someone to tell us something, or we are very shy of things, or we are very fearful. There's been so many counterfeits, and there has been so many things that happened in our past. And God is calling you, and you are afraid. You're afraid to hear his voice because you don't know what God is going to tell you. But God is not going to tell you anything that you, he knows that you cannot do. He's not going to put your hand to the plow if you can't carry out a command. Praise God. But God said, I know what you're facing. He know what his children were facing in Egypt. He know that they needed to be brought out. God knows that he was going to rescue them, but he wants to use somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on now. Come on. I'm getting on in there. He wants to use you. You and you. Yeah, he could have taken you out long time ago. Yes, your children may be acting strange, don't want to serve God. But you don't know who God gonna send. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, if you listen. You don't know what God's gonna do. I mean, he's a miracle-working God. And God said, I will give you favor in the midst of the Egyptians. Yes, he will. I'll give you favor wherever you go. So he asked Moses in chapter 4. I'm going to jump over there for the time's sake. He said, what's in your hand, Moses? And Moses said, a rod. Then he told him what to do with the rod. He told him to take that rod and strike it. And the rod, strike it to the ground. And the rod became a serpent. Not only that, he told him to put forth his hand and take the tail of it. And it became a rod. The serpent became back to a rod. Are you going to believe God when he's speaking? Are you going to trust God when he's speaking? Are you going to hear him? Then he told him to put forth his hand into his bosom. Moses put his hand in his bosom. And then he told him to take it out. And behold, the hand became leprous as snow. Now, you don't have to expect God to do you these things. But God is telling you to do something. God always wants us to do something. He wants us to act. He wants us to trust him and believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told him, and it shall come to pass, if they will not believe, also these two signs, neither hearken unto your voice, that you shall take up the water of the river and pour it up on the dry land, and the water which you take out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. See, God is steady. I've read you scripture because God is steady speaking. He's not just going to speak to you one time and go because you are one of his servants. You are one of his hands. And he wants to use you. You're just not put here just to say, oh, well, I don't seem as though I can't do nothing because my children, my husband, my dad, and you start making excuses. No. It's not that way. And the Lord said unto him, who has made man's mouth? Now here Moses want to say he's not an eloquent speaking man. I can't. Well, Moses, since you feel like you can't speak, I'm going to take your brother, and I'm going to use your brother to help you speak. You don't have no excuses. You don't have no excuses. Your brother Aaron is going to speak for you. See, God always has a way for us. We have to stop making excuses. Listen to God. Listen to your father, and let him. And God chose Aaron as a spokesman to the people. You shall take the rod in your hand with wherewith you shall do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law and said unto him, let me go, I pray you, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. Go in peace. God will give you peace. We don't have time to finish this tonight, but I hope you got the message. Listen to God. Just be in prayerful mood. Praise God. And listen to God to speak to you during the day, all day tomorrow. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you peace. God loves you, and he wants to speak to you. Thank God for Sister Shawanda. And may she have many more birthdays. And bless each one of you all for being on tonight. Good night.